WTBQ. All right, we're here. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome to the American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs of Orange County. Today is no different. We're lucky enough to be joined here with an entrepreneur that's located, just local guy, actually, believe it or not, in Chester, New York. Been in business for just a little bit here, and we'll kind of get into that in a little while. But to remind everybody, this show is sponsored each and every week by Miles Financial, Miles Wealth Management, located in Florida, New York. You can reach us at 845-651-3070, the old traditional way, or you can find us on the web, www.mileswealthmanagement.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all those little things. Nick Napo is in charge of all those things for me, so I don't goof it up. Today is my pleasure to introduce a man that knows all about the world of being an entrepreneur and a lot of background. I don't want to kind of steal the front thunder here, but we're going to get into all the things he's done and what he continues to do. But it's Edison Guzman, who owns A&E Advertising, located in Chester, New York. Am I right?
That's correct, sir.
Welcome. Thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Edison, you've give us a little background on yourself, and I detect a little bit of an accent.
Yes. I came to this country about when I was about 9 years old from the Dominican Republic. Okay. And ever since I've been here.
And how did you find your way to Orange County?
Oh my God, that's such a sort of story for the, behind that one. I came up here about 22 years ago. I was married with my wife, had two kids, and so forth and so on. And we started a business here about 20 years ago, actually back in 1997. And that's when we started the advertising agency.
Really, back in 1997?
Yes, that's even before the internet.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine before the internet, but yeah, you have it. And what made you go into, well, give us a little background. Obviously, marketing, starting your own company just didn't show up overnight.
No, absolutely not. I used to work for MetLife Insurance Company back in Queens, New York. I grew up in the Bronx, but I worked in Queens. And I found that I was a lot better at marketing than selling.
Oh, really?
Yes, I used to generate a lot more leads for the agents in the office a lot better than actually going out there and getting sales done. So I used to split the commissions with other people. In other words, I would tell them, look, I generated these leads. Go out there and get the sale, and we will split the commission. And I did that a lot more often than me going out there and selling. So I figured I found my way.
A way around, figuring it out?
Yes.
It's interesting. Orange County has been the home for a lot of entrepreneurs, and the way they find their way here and how they get started. But it's why we do what we do, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And did you go to school anywhere in locally or?
Actually, when I moved up here first, I decided to go back to school. I never really did finish school, even though I've gone to about two or three different colleges. I went up to New Paltz here.
Okay.
And I took a couple of courses there, and I figured out that I am not the type of person to go to college or the type of person to actually just keep following certain rules. So
you're a true entrepreneur, by the way.
Oh God, yes. Most of us are pretty much the same way.
Yeah, we're all driven that way. Yes. Differently. You know, it's funny you say that. I mean, there's so many people that I know that you hear it all the time, right? That there's so many entrepreneurs that actually, they went to school in the beginning with a set mind, a set career in mind to do what they're going to do. And then, but being so driven and so ADD, maybe.
That's a big part.
That's a big part of it. They just couldn't wait any longer to get it out in the field.
Right.
And there's always circumstances, I believe, obviously.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the things that was going on in my life at the time is that I made them, I don't know if I could call it a mistake, but it was a beautiful mistake. I went to one of those three-day marketing conferences with an individual called Jay Abraham. I don't know if you've heard of his teachings.
No.
But he's a marketing consultant out there. He's still around. He's still doing his thing now on the internet. That three-day workshop, I learned in those 3 days and was very expensive to attend. I learned in those 3 days more than I was learning at any university at that time. So I took what I learned, because it's not just learning something, it's applying what you've learned. So I took what I learned and I tested it on actual business owners. And my shtick back then was, I would tell someone, listen, you don't have to believe in this, just hire me and just pay me from a percentage of any money that I make you. So that...
Well, that's daring. But well, what a great way in. Well, your success is my success.
Absolutely.
Right.
I was brand new in the marketing industry. I knew what I was doing because I was already doing it when I was working for insurance, but I had not done it for clients yet. So the way in was to reduce the risk as possible. So anyone that wants to get into any market, all you have to do is reduce the risk, take the risk on yourself, and believing that you can do accomplish what you need to accomplish. And a few people that gave me a chance, I grew their businesses tremendously. I made a nice little chunk of change in the process.
What a bonus, by the way.
Oh, I love those bonuses.
We always forget why we're in business sometimes. Yes. And actually, it is to make support our families and our business, right?
Yes, I tell people, it's not just about the money, it's the lifestyle. You want to live a certain lifestyle. You don't just want to say, I want to make $100,000 a week, a month, a year.
No.
You want to live a certain lifestyle. Some people are perfectly happy with $50,000 a year. Some people are 100. Some people can't live without $1 million a year.
Right.
Okay. And some people are miserable with $5 million a year.
We do know a few of those, actually.
Yes.
And, it's funny. We're going to probably get back. We'll get this in another section. But, success means so much, so different. It's a different meaning for each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's funny because you go through this process and I hate to use the word finding yourself, because sometimes I think it's such a cop-out.
People use it to as a procrastination, okay? I'm finding myself. I'm looking for something, or whatever it is. And for some people, yes, they are looking for something, but the entrepreneurial mind, if you're a true entrepreneur, you're going to try things as you try to find yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Trial and error.
The more, the faster you fail, the sooner you'll succeed.
The sooner you learn, that's for sure.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, because there are going to be so many different things you're going to go into. There are going to be so many different things you're going to try that eventually the universe is going to say, okay, fine, I'll give you this one.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a shot. You're
exactly.
So persistent, right?
Exactly. So persistence is key.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
In everything in life, it's key.
Absolutely.
Right? I
Absolutely.
Mean, there's no just, let me give this a shot, and expect you're going to be successful right from the get-go.
Right. Well, one of the things that we teach people, because I also volunteer for SCORE, the not-for-profit.
Right, we're going to actually get into that. But listen, that's a great point to bring up. I mean, Edison, we're going to go into this more down the road, but it's so much about the give back.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, of all entrepreneurs, and I see, I know you will get into this. I mean, we see this each and every day that, the more you give, the more you get.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And it's not rocket science.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's like math. 1 + 1 is... What is it, 2 or 3?
I think it's 3.
Okay, well, for some people it could be 3.
I think if it's Common Core, we couldn't probably even get there.
Oh, that's a whole other
conversation, right? Well, listen, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. This is the American Dream. This is Jim Mazzetti, and I am here with Edison Guzman from A&E Marketing. Talk to you in a minute.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Mary Ulrich with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Orange County, inviting you to join me and your Orange County farmers on Farm Talk every Wednesday at 12 noon, where you will learn everything agriculture on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is Welcome Back to the American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, the most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County that I can find. With that said, folks, if you can, if you're interested in coming on the show or have a story to tell that could be inspirational and educational to our listeners or entrepreneurs out there, please reach out to us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear your story. We'd love to promote what you're doing. This is what we're here for. This is my thing, my give back to the community that I'm so proud and honored to be a part of. Orange County has been very good to me and my family and continues to be very good to me and my family. We've had a firm here for almost 40 years, and I'm lucky enough to work with my father each and every day, and I consider that a huge blessing. And that said, you know, this is what life's about. This is what being an entrepreneur is about. It's the give back. It's making it in life, the ups and downs, the roller coaster that happens, and everything in between. But don't forget, you know, there's no better design in my mind, Edison, than being your own boss, being your own entrepreneur, knowing that if it's to be, it's up to me.
Absolutely.
Right? Would you agree?
Absolutely. But one thing, though, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Far from it. I'm glad you brought that up.
It definitely is not. There are a lot of tribulations you have to go through. There are a lot of lessons to be learned. There is a lot behind the scenes that you constantly have to stay on top of. I mean, like running a business, as you know, it's a lot of fun. You get to spend time with the family and everything.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
You're your own boss. You make your own schedule, those things.
Exactly. Yeah. But even though you make your own schedule, you still have to comply with taking care of your customers. You still have to be there for everyone, your employees, your customers, your clients. Everything behind there. It's not just about, oh, I'm going to take off and go to the beach tomorrow.
Right.
I'll sip on this little margarita here and have a wonderful life.
That is the goal.
That's the goal. But I think that's called retirement maybe afterwards.
I think independence may be a better word for it. But, you know, it isn't that easy to get there.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure you've had some of those hurdles on your way. I mean, when you started the company, I mean, all of a sudden the business didn't just roll in the door, right?
No. You have to really you have to study your niche. You have to study your target market. You have to study so many different things. And life does get easier as you have a business, as you grow your business. It does get easier, but it's not an easy thing. I always read online, for instance, you know, make money overnight, push this button, and you're going to make $1 billion.
Right.
There's no such thing. When you are running a successful business, that means that you're responsible for a lot of different things. And those things take a lot of your time. So, yes, you can make your own schedule. Yes, you can go to the movies in the middle of the day when you can't, you know, when you have a boss. But you have to take care of that business, because if you don't, then you can't go to the movies. You can't go to the beach. You can't sip on that margarita, because you have all these stresses and frustrations and everything else that goes along with it.
You know, that's a good point. And so how does one, in your opinion, as an entrepreneur, how do you prioritize what's got to get done in the day? Which is never a simple thing for me, and I do it each and every day, too.
Yeah, there are different time management tools that you can use, but one of the things that I always tell entrepreneurs out there or business owners is that you have to systemize four different systems in your business, okay? Any business, you systemize these four things, and you should live a much nicer lifestyle, okay? And one of the systems is you have to systemize a way to constantly get new customers, okay? Just attract more people. Targeted people, not just to the masses, okay? But a lot of people go out there and they start targeting everybody.
They do the shotgun approach.
Exactly. You have to know who your target market is. So the more you know about your target market, which is creating an avatar for someone, the more you know about their age, where they live, what they like to do, do they have kids, do they own a home, any information that will help you create the best avatar possible, you have to systemize the ways to target those individuals. Then the second thing they have to do is that they have to then convert those people that you're attracting, that wherever your message is, you have to be able to convert those people into paying customers. Because it doesn't matter how many people you attract if you're not converting them. You're not turning them into clients.
Man, that's the million dollar. That's it right there. Yeah. We talk about this every day. It's one thing to go out and entertain and have a great conversation, a good relationship, but how do you convert that to real dollars?
Exactly. Because you can, you have this thing, have the keeping your hands busy syndrome. Okay. A lot of people do it all the time. They're always doing something. They're always busy.
Right.
But are you converting that? Are you making money? Are you converting them into sales? I mean, all businesses have to have sales. Without sales, you don't exist.
You don't exist. You're just paying rent.
You're just paying rent. Absolutely. You're just having fun in a business that's not making you any money. Right. You're going to do that for 6 months, and then, you know, there goes all your money. Go on to the next thing, right?
You could do better writing a check to a charity.
Exactly. Right? Just give it away. You'll feel better about yourself, at least.
And you get a tax write-off.
Yes, you do.
It's so true.
All right, so the third thing after you, first you attract the prospective customer, then you convert that customer, and then you have to find a way to keep that customer. Okay. Some people say, okay, I have a one-off. Okay. I'm in real estate. So, you know, like a person buys a home and then that's it. I don't see them again
for 30 years.
Exactly. But that's not really true.
No, it's not.
Because don't they have, can they give you referrals? Or maybe if they bought a house, they could sell their house in the future, right?
Yeah, maybe it's a starter home. Maybe they're going to be upgrading down the road, et cetera.
Exactly. Right. And they can buy an investment property. There's so many different things. So there has to be a way to keep your prospective customers. You have to do something that they are going to stay with you. And the fourth thing that you have to systemize is once you do that, you have your customers, you keep your customers, you get those customers to grow your business. So you have to establish things like referral programs, incentives that you may give people. It doesn't have to be money, but there are ways that you can get people to give you
My fault. Keep going here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting feedback here.
Yeah, we're getting the buzz. Wasn't there a song about that in the headroom?
Yeah, he just...
Thanks, everybody.
So the last thing is, that's how you're going to grow your business with your existing customers.
Right.
When you have great customers, you have great service, you have those four pieces of the puzzle, put them together, and that's how you're going to grow your business.
And I say you start a business, you grow the business, and retain the business and keep growing the business, is what
exactly.
You're saying here. And all those four points, that's great, actually, information, by the way. The and that's some of the biggest things I think that when you're starting out a business, let's stay on that point right there, is that, you know, is how do I go about this? I have a great vision, right. You know, because everybody starts a business thinks they have a great vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing it.
Yes.
And then, okay, well, how do I take the next step? And you're part of an organization called SCORE.
Correct.
Which a great friend of mine and lucky enough to call her my client's, Hope Stewart and her husband, she actually has utilized SCORE and still utilizes SCORE to help with her business, and she raves about it. Can you give us a little background on it?
Yes, SCORE is a not-for-profit organization that was established back in 1964. They just celebrated their 50th year anniversary last year. They have over 12,000 volunteers nationwide. They have 340 chapters nationwide. We have an Orange County chapter here. And I am the chapter chair for that chapter.
So you're the chair of that chapter, okay.
Yeah, so what that means is that individuals who want to go into business, okay, so let's say, Jim, you want to go into business tomorrow, totally different business, right? And you just want to get someone's, a professional's ear, okay? So you come into SCORE, it's completely free of charge, we're all volunteers, and we all have an expertise in certain backgrounds. So you come in and you say, I want to go into business, or I want to increase my revenue, or I want to have better time management tools, or whatever it is.
So it doesn't have to be just a startup?
No. It's not just a startup.
That's it's a good
anyone.
Clarification.
Yes, we've had people who've been in business for 30 years. Back in 2008, when the economy just tanked, we had businesses coming in that had been in business for a while. And they were asking, you know, how do I keep my employees, okay? How do I incentivize them, a year later in 2009, 2010, where they couldn't give raises? How do we incentivize them?
So they have to stick with us.
Exactly. So we were able to help people through that. It's not just about how do I grow my business, but it's how do I sustain my business? How do I keep going? How do I do whatever it is? So whether you want to start a business, grow your business, or anything in between, we SCORE, the volunteers of SCORE, can help you with that. There are chapters in Sullivan County, Orange County, Putnam County, Dutchess, 340 chapters nationwide. Their main website is score.org, and you just put in your zip code and it tells you the closest chapter to you. Our local chapter here in Orange County is scorebusinessadvice.com.
Okay.
Okay. And the one-on-one we give people completely free of charge. You go online, you schedule your appointment, you meet with a counselor, you speak for about an hour. And we, if we can answer all of your questions, we can. If we can't, we'll guide you to the person or the organization that can help you with that, answering that question.
What a fabulous resource. I mean, and you know, that's the thing that, you know, we talk about constantly on this show is that, you know, especially, and I love the fact that it's not just a startup, by the way, because, you know, how many businesses do we know that, you know, we get it going and we hit this plateau.
Exactly.
Right. And then we get either, and we know we have to innovate to continue to stay there or, you know, be able to grow the company. And sometimes you're just at a loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, and sometimes, you know, a lot of times you can't see the forest through the trees, right? And so you need that outside input. And I love the fact that, you know, these are a lot of these people are, they're obviously, you're still in business, but
yes,
a lot of them are retired CEOs, CFOs, right?
Yes. Well, SCORE used to be, up until about 6-7 years ago, it used to be only retired executives.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be called a Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Okay, and that's where the acronym came from. Okay.
Exactly. They changed it a couple of years ago to just simply SCORE. All right. So a lot of people ask me, you know, like, well, you help me score or something? Yeah, we help you score more business.
Right. It's a good way to put it.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a lot of fun. We have workshops. For instance, we have a workshop coming up on April 5th in Port Jervis, in conjunction with the Community Development Association there, and they have a grant that they want to give up to 10 startups, business startups, or actually not startups, just anyone
any business?
Any okay. business in Port Jervis that needs to get a, wants to get a grant. They're having a what's called a 60-30-10 grant, which means that 60% of it is a grant that they're actually going to give you, 30% is a loan they're going to give you, and then the other 10% is something else I can't remember right
okay.
now. But we're having a 10-week program, 20 sessions, 60 hours for anyone, whether they are eligible for the grant or not, because you need to be eligible. But whether you're eligible for the grant or not, you can go in and pay a lousy $300 to take a 60-hour course that's normally $3,500.
Okay? Absolutely. And you talked about it prior to this, when you took that 3 or 4 day course, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was not cheap.
It was a lot more, and I had to fly off to California to do it. So it wasn't just the course itself that
right.
I had to pay for, but travel and everything else. So this course is only it's $400, but they give a discount for over $100 if you register early, so that we know how many people are registered
sure.
and ahead of time. So for $300, you get a 60-week course that takes you to A to Z of running a business. Whether you're in business, starting a business, you want to go into business, we actually help you put a business plan together. Because one of the things is, when you're going into business and you know that you have so many ideas, what type of business you want to start, we show people how to give themselves a litmus test to know if it's a good business or not to go into.
Right.
Okay, so whether you like the idea and you're madly in love with it, which is what happens a lot, we show you how to test whether it's going to fly or not, whether you're going to make any money out of it.
Is it going to be a viable business?
Exactly.
Is it going to be able to, you know, sustain your family, be able to be grow? Is it scalable?
Exactly.
All those things. And I'll tell you, would you say, how much does it cost? $300?
It's only $300.
$300. I mean, $300 is the cheapest fee, folks, you could ever possibly pay you're getting a college degree in business quickly
pretty
here,
much.
A very short one.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to find out real quick, $300 is a lot cheaper than spending thousands of dollars trying to open up a business, you know, lease space, get a business up and running,
right.
hire your attorneys to do the formation.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And obviously, through this course, you're going to find out all those little things.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. That course itself, the people have gone through it in the past. We have a pretty nice alumni. Every single person that goes through there gives us glowing testimonials on video, like live. Like if you go to the website, orangenyesp.com, you'll see a few testimonials, maybe about a dozen or so of people who have gone through the course, who say that each and every single person that goes through it, their experience is totally different. They all get something out of it. They're all learning the same thing, but they're getting something totally different out of it. Some people decide not to go into business afterwards.
Okay. Which is okay.
Yes, which is fine, because right. we just saved them $100,000 that they didn't have to spend.
Never mind the pain that goes along with it.
Oh, God, yes. Right?
There's the financial pain, and then there's the other side of this thing that comes along with it.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to leave it right there. This is Jim Mazzetti with Edison Guzman from A&E Marketing. We'll be right back after this. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard every Saturday morning at 11:30.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
Radio Rotary.
Right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ Weather.
Clouds thickening up through the day with a period of snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 30s. Wet snow mixing with sleet tonight. It'll change over to sleet and some light freezing drizzle and freezing rain overnight as temperatures slowly climb to 32. Then for tomorrow, look for periods of rain, breezy and milder in the mid-40s. Rain likely tomorrow night. Could be some heavier downpours. Temperatures rising into the 50s. And for Thursday, periods of rain in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon with a high in the middle 40s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo. WTBQ.
Good. Okay, welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. And remember, folks, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County. And today is no different, as it is each and every week. I always find that interviewing the entrepreneurs we've been lucky enough to have on the show, they always bring something different to the table. And for our listeners, you know, do us a favor, you know, give us some feedback on what you want to hear, what you'd like to hear on the radio. And if you want to call in, well, you're lucky enough to have the guests like Edison Guzman on the air here from A&E Advertising, Marketing and Advertising. And, you know, please feel free. This is why we're here. And if you've got questions, do it. So you can call us in at 845-651-1110. Take the time, take the opportunity, and reach out to us. And, you know, when we left off here, we were talking about SCORE, which is just an amazing organization all by itself for entrepreneurs that, you know, that are, you know, are in business, which is really nice to hear. I thought it was really just for startup businesses. But even if you're in business currently, you know, there's a resource out there. And there's many resources, which, I mean, we'll get into it. But there's many resources out there that, you know, that are free of charge, and even if not free of charge, they're so inconsequential in the cost.
Absolutely.
To the education and the information you're getting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see it each and every day. You know, especially on the advertising and marketing side of this thing, there's always somebody going, hey, do this, click this button, and you're going to be $1 million tomorrow, right? And we all know that that's not true, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. And starting somewhere is utilizing the resources that are out there that entrepreneurs have been kind enough to donate their knowledge and their experience. So take advantage of it, folks. Is there any other ones that you would recommend to take a look at?
Well, depending on where you are, I mean, the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, is also a huge organization that helps individuals out, whether you're starting out or growing. There's GED in Newburgh, in that area there in Poughkeepsie, which is Gateway to Entrepreneurs Tomorrow. Holy jeez.
There's quite an extensive list, isn't there?
Yes. There are so many resources out there that it amazes me how businesses actually go out of business. A lot of them, Jim.
Really?
I've met people that have come to me and said, Edison, I want to go to SCORE, but I don't want you to think less of me. Okay? They think that because they go to these free services that people are going to think less of them. If anything, I think more highly of you that you're seeking the help that you need.
Right.
You don't want to lose your business. You don't want to go out of business. And I'm talking about someone who is either a solopreneur or someone who has employees. All right. don't feel ashamed to go out there and get free help.
Right. Okay?
One of the things that I tell people is because I charge for consulting, right, through my company. I charge for someone to design a website, to put a marketing plan together and all these different things. Some people can't afford me. It's just the bottom line. So if they can make it into SCORE, I tell them, just go in there. If I can, if you get me as a counselor there, you could come in and I could tell you anything you want for the same exact thing. It's just free.
You're getting the same information. It's just free.
Exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, well, obviously, if someone hires me, there's going to be a lot, you know, more level of a one-on-one with that person, more time, more often throughout the week. Scores once a week for an hour, you know, it's a big difference there. But hey, if you just need to have that idea, how do I do exactly this? And you come in for an hour and I lay out a plan for you and everything. It's up to you to follow it.
Right.
You could come back to SCORE for an entire year or two or three completely free of charge and just pick my brains. Just to give you an example, I had a client. Well, not a client. I had a they're called clients at SCORE as well. But I had
a client coming
to SCORE and they wanted to do SEO. But, you know, we charge anything from $1,000 to $3,000 a month for SEO. Well, they came in and said, you know, my website is this and that. We logged on in the computer right there in the office, and I showed this individual what they need to do to optimize their website. And everything that I taught her, she went and did, and she is always between the first and second page of Google. Whenever she drops to the second page, she comes back in, and she says, okay, what's going on? And I tell her, well, you have to do this and this and that now, because that's constantly changing.
Right, so you taught her how to utilize getting her her site up there.
Exactly. Yep. So in SCORE, we don't do it for you. We show you what you need to do.
Okay.
But someone hires you, you're going to, you know, manage their funds, for instance. Someone hires me, we're going to build everything for you. We're going to do the service for you. But anyone that goes into SCORE so that they can know how to do whatever it is that they need to do. And it's just a matter of, instead of trading money for talent, you're trading time for money. So you're trading your own time that you're doing the service yourself instead of giving it to someone else.
Gotcha. So you're not taking the shortcut.
No.
By hiring the professional.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. When you hire the professional, take the shortcut, and you're hiring their experience. You're hiring you want things done faster and better and correct.
Well, you're hiring their wisdom.
Exactly.
Their experience. Correct.
Exactly. When you're doing it, but if you can't for whatever reason, if you can't hire someone for whatever reason, there are resources out there to help you. And that's what this is all about. Okay, the SCORE is a branch of the SBA, the Small Business Administration, a government governing agency. Okay, that's a federal agency, and in New York State, although SCORE is nationwide in New York State, this is just one of the many chapters throughout New York State, but it's all under the umbrella of the SBA.
That's amazing. I tell you, you hear success story after success story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went on the SCORE website before I actually looked at it last night, looked at it again this morning. And those testimonials, they're neat. I mean, they're you could tell the passion in those people's, those voices and the sincerity,
yes.
Like the thank you, the thankfulness of having that resource mm-hmm. that, you know, it's out there, folks. So if you're, you know, again, if you're a business or thinking about getting a business, the cheapest and most inexpensive lesson you can ever learn is to use these, you know, go out and utilize these resources that are out there,
right.
and find out. Listen, do I have a business or don't I have a business? And if I do have the ability to a business that may hopefully, you know, give me what I want, my family wants, you know, how do I go about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, learn those things up front. Don't learn them on the go.
Yes.
Even though you're going to learn on the go anyway. I'm just warning you right now. There's no sure for, you know, plan here. But, right. You know, take advantage of it. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, SCORE and all these other things. But, you know, you have been lucky enough to create this advertising agency. And one of the reasons I was lucky enough to have you on here today, you know, half the battle of any business is how do I get discovered?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I may have the best mousetrap ever created on earth, but, you know, how do I get people to find out about it? And, you know, it's not a simple thing.
No,
and I'm learning each and every day. And I mean, I'm lucky enough to have a marketing guy full time. And you know, basically because I knew I couldn't learn at all. I had to hire the professional.
Exactly.
Right. And I tell you, I think he learns each and every day. I learn each and every day. But, you know, give us a couple insights on, you know, how would you go about doing that?
Well, there's a lot of noise out there, okay? A lot of noise as far as the average human being gets hit by about 300 different ads out there every single day. social media itself is the biggest noise creator ever created, but it's also one of the best ways that you can target your specific market. On Facebook, for instance, you can go in and let's say that you want to target people that only work at Macy's, okay? You can go into Facebook and advertise, show an ad with specific message only to individuals that work in one industry, one company. You could go by age group. You could go by whether they're married or not, single, in a relationship, outside of a relationship. You can target people so much better nowadays than you ever have in the history of marketing.
Wow.
Ever. Okay. They're about...
And what you mean by targeting, I mean, you can really narrow it down to the demographics you're looking for.
Yes. I mentioned before an avatar, okay? The very first thing you need to do is create an avatar. An avatar is who is your target market, okay? Instead of just going after everyone, all right, I'm going to use you as an example, okay. If you don't mind, okay? I would ask you, since you already have a business, I'm going to ask you, who's your typical customer? Like, what's their age group? Not one specific average, but like, what's the age group, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's say you're going to say 40 to 50. Okay. Just
in general, right?
Right. Okay. But now you know that the age group is 40 to 50. What's the majority of individuals that of your clientele, their gender? Is it male or female? It could be 50-50, or you can look at your numbers and say, wow, 75% of my clients are male, or 75% are female, okay? So now you're starting to create an avatar, okay?
Families. Can you break it down to families?
Yes.
How many are married?
How many have children? How many are married? How many own their own home? How many of them rent? How many of them are within a 25-mile radius of my business? How many of them... All of these things you want to know, okay? Because once you know this, that's how you break through all of the noise. That's how you actually get your message in front of the right people, okay? I was telling you this right before when we first met this morning. I mean, when
we were off air before we got on here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a commercial on there that spoke to me so profoundly that right now, I'm not the target market for that, but I was a few years ago. The commercial is about a dad who's explaining to her daughter how she can't go to the college that she wants to go to because they didn't save enough money for it.
Right.
Okay. Me as a parent, I have a daughter, 19 years old, in college right now. Me as a parent, that just tugged at my nerves. You targeted specifically the person who provides for the child so that they can save some money, so that they can build an education fund, so that you can help them with those finances, so that you're not in that situation telling your daughter that you can't send her to the school that she wants to go. Because as a parent, I know I want to give my daughter everything in the world.
Of course. Okay? Right? Exactly. That's what all of us do, right?
Exactly. So that message right there, you hit the nail on the head. You pretty much said, okay, this is the individual I want to target. This is why I want to target them. This is the message I want to convey. How do we do that? You hired a professional, right? They asked you a whole bunch of questions, I'm sure. You gave
Stage them 6 Media, I'll give them a shout out for sure.
Oh, yeah. Stage 6, they do wonderful work
right
out there. They did everything for you. You hired someone that knew what they were doing, and they produced something that now when it goes out to the masses, because it's on cable, so it goes to everyone, right?
Right.
Well, you targeted specific channels also. You
yes,
didn't
we
just,
did. Yep.
Yeah, you didn't just say, let's be on every single channel that you could possibly be on, right?
No, we're very specific on which ones we're going to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's knowing your target market. And why do you want to do that? Because if you I don't have the budget to be on each and every single channel out there. I'm sure even if I had the budget, why would I waste all that money? Okay.
Right, being smart with your resources.
Exactly. And you're a finance guy, so you know you have to be smart with the resources, right?
So they tell me. Yeah.
All right. So the next thing is, the more you know about your target market, the less noise. It doesn't matter how much noise is out there. It doesn't matter if it's social media. It doesn't matter if it's cable, radio, TV. It doesn't matter if it's direct mail in a magazine. It doesn't matter what it is. Once you know your target market, then you find out, where is my target market? Where do they hang out? Which channels, like in your case, which
right
channel do
which
they watch?
Which channel speaks to the our clientele, our target market?
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Are they family? Obviously, they should be family oriented at this point. Right.
Yes.
We're not looking to be on action channels because that probably is not doing it. But right, being specific.
Exactly. The channel I watched it on, by the way, was CNN.
Was it CNN?
Yes. Okay. So CNN is one of those channels, you know, now because of the elections, I'm following everything that's happening, you know, a lot closer. But now you're talking about finances, right? It's people that are on CNN or was it MSNBC? It's one of those two, but one of the finance channels. Okay. But anything that has to do, that's when you see all the, you know, the TD trade.
TD Trade America. We shouldn't be giving them a plug, but we'll do it anyway.
But so any of those, all of those things, but you're now out there with the big boys and you're one of the big boys.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you realize that. Okay. But that commercial itself tugged at my heart, and I'm sure a lot of other people's hearts, because you targeted that market. Any business out there, if you target your market successfully, you're going to get people calling in. You're going to get people talking about it. Like right now, I'm talking about this commercial.
Right.
And now if
Thank
I were,
you, by the way.
If I were in, on some other show, or if I'm online and I have a big following, I'm going to talk about the same exact thing. And now right. that gives you, puts you in front of my customers and my target market. And if we have similar target markets, now you just expanded your target market. You just expanded your voice to so many different people.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the power of it too, right?
Absolutely. So getting back to your question, how do you get through? How do you get yourself out there?
Right.
Okay.
It's not simple, but you know, this second, we got to finish. Well, I want you to come right back here because that's like the juice right there, folks. We want to make sure that's the million-dollar answer. We're going to get right back here from Edison Guzman. And we're right back after this. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. Hang in there. We'll see you in a second.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is Rachel Ray. Join me today and every weekday with Rach on the Radio. I'll have tips to save you money, celebrity chit-chat, and of course, food. All from the kitchen table of our Emmy Award-winning show, Rachel Ray.
Weekdays at 12:30.
Hi, this is Walt Baby Love. I want you to join me on WTBQ every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for praise and worship. I'll give you the number for the Faith phone line on Gospel Tracks with yours truly, who? Walt Baby Love.
WTBQ. All right, we're back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. We are here each and every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best, the brightest, most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County. And today has just been one of those great interviews, as usual. And, you know, it's funny. You know, we look to do this show to, you know, encourage entrepreneurs that are sitting on the fence to throw their hat in the ring and give it a shot. And then those entrepreneurs that are going, doing it and living it each and every day, hopefully they get something out of the show that they can help apply to their business and keep them going, inspire them through the tough times, reminding them that at the end of the day, you know, it does get better. And but it takes time. It takes perseverance. And it was funny. I used to use this analogy all the time. I call it the fingernail method. Meaning you're holding on by your fingernails, hoping, you know, the next day that it's going to come out. And I've been lucky enough and blessed enough that it has worked out that way. I've owned a few companies in my life, and proud of what we've accomplished. But I will tell you, I'm the first one to tell you, and I'm saying this live air. You know, not all of them have worked out.
Right.
You know, not all of them worked out. Some were costly lessons, to say the very least. But you know, I'd like to think I learned from it. Mm-hmm. My father reminds me of how expensive those things were, but there are lessons that you just don't get in a college education.
Absolutely.
And I say this constantly, and I'm going to say it one more time. I without question, do not downplay the value of a college education. I think, you know, getting those getting the right information and using and getting it and growing it and packing your brain full of as much knowledge as possible is absolutely critical. But it's how you apply it and what you do with it next.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what entrepreneurs, I think, do the best.
Yes, absolutely. And don't get me wrong. I have two children. One went through 4 years of college. Okay, graduated from Hofstra. All right. The second one is in the first year of college. She's in a COBOL school. And so a college education is still essential. You still need that piece of paper that says, hey, I went through 2 or 4 or 6 or 8 years of school doing all of these things that just sculpted my character, okay?
Right.
And you need to go through that so you can...
It's a foundation.
It's a great foundation, absolutely. Right. But what I'm saying now is, for certain people, college is not the way.
It's not the answer.
Exactly. And for certain other people, even after college, you still may want to start your own business. I have people that attend some of our workshops. I do one-day workshops also. 50, 60, 70 years of age that come in because they want to either start a business or an online business is like the biggest thing now.
Is that right?
Everyone wants to start an online business, all right? They think that it's push button easy, okay?
Right.
Like you push this button, you make money, all right? No, it's not. You have to know what you're doing. You have to, there's a certain way to go around it. Like we were talking about the noise before. There's so much noise online that you need to know what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're offering, what pain it is that you're alleviating from people.
Okay? Good point. Right.
So if you don't have something that's either getting people away from pain or giving them more pleasure, you pretty much have nothing.
Right. Okay? What value are you adding to their lives?
Exactly. Value added. That is a key word right there.
Right.
Most people, they only think about, okay, this is what I want to offer people. But is it something that's necessary? Is it something valuable? Is it something that people even need? Just because you think it's a great idea doesn't mean that it's a great idea.
Right. It's funny. I had my daughter on this program one point, and she was saying, you know, she was making reference to something, a beer can opener or something like that. You know, that's great, but how many people need them?
Exactly.
Right? And how many people are offering the same thing? Right. What's your competition?
Right.
And how do you get yourself in front of them? And that's what you do very effectively with your advertising company. So tell us a little bit about what you do as an advertising company. What sets you apart? And I hate that, actually. You know, let's talk about you, because I think it's clear that you've done this for a long time. You're passionate in what you do.
Yes.
And, you know, so give us a little background on what you do.
Well, people hire our firm for many, many reasons. They either hire us because they just simply need a website, and they need the website designed in a certain way that's going to attract as many people as possible with the right message and interactive, whichever way that they want to do it. Okay, that could be it could be as simple as that. Other people hire us because they need an entire marketing strategy. They need to know, okay, this is what I'm looking to do. What's the blueprint to get us from here to there? Okay, so they hire us. We go through the entire process. After we go through the process, there's something called a marketing audit that I use. The marketing audit, the person, we sit down for a full, it takes anything from 3 hours to 6 hours, sometimes even 7. My record is 7 hours and 56 minutes.
That's pretty in-depth.
That's extremely, it's exhausting by the end, but by the end, we have a full marketing plan that we can actually implement starting the following week. That's how powerful it is. Naturally, there are other things that you need to do, like feasibility studies and research about your industry and things of that nature. But that marketing audit is the starting point to everything else for a company that wants to grow their business. So we go through that process. We put a marketing plan together. If we need to do more research as far as a feasibility study goes or anything else, we do all that for them. For the most part, when I get in there and I speak to individuals, I ask them 54 questions. And by answering those 54 questions, you can grow your business to, I guarantee people, and you're going to ask me, what sets us apart? I think I'm about the only agency out there that guarantees a minimum of 10% revenue growth year over year for the first year.
That's powerful.
Okay, guaranteed. And the fee, the growth is always going to be a lot more than what our fees are. So you're always going to be way ahead of the game. And this is, remember when I said, when I first started, I used to tell people, just give me a percentage of everything.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting.
Okay. That's just one of the ways that I reduce the risk for people. Now, the way I reduce the risk for people is saying, just pay this monthly fee. When you pay this monthly fee, we're going to get you going in a marketing plan that's going to do X, Y, Z for you, depending on what it is that you're looking for. And the bottom line, the way you measure all that, there are a lot of metrics, but one of the ways that you measure that is that your revenue growth should be at least a minimum of 10% over and above anything that you're doing right now. Okay. And now some companies are already growing by 10 or 12 or 20%. Okay.
Right.
That's not really my market. My market is the individual, the business owner, who's been plateaued at about $750,000 a year, $800,000 a year, $900,000 a year, who can't quite make the $1 million mark. For whatever reason, they just can't get to that $1 million.
Can't get past that ceiling.
Exactly. That's my sweet spot, as some people call it. I go in, I evaluate it. I don't take on everyone as a client. I have to evaluate you and know that I can actually help you before I take a penny from you.
That's a great point. I mean, because it's got to be the right fit.
Exactly. Because anyone can go in there and say, oh, yeah, I can do all this and this and that for you. And then, okay, I didn't produce for you and a year went by. You just wasted all that time, all that money, all that energy. Right. And then it's something that, you know, the person just couldn't help you because maybe you're a blockbuster in a Netflix type of world.
Very good point. Right.
Okay. So what we do is when we do the marketing audits, that's just the first step. I mean, first we have the free consultation to see if we should even get to the marketing audit. Then
right.
We get to the marketing audit. And then the person says, okay, I'm at this level. I want to get to that level. How do we do it? We put the plan together if we can put a plan together for that. And then invariably, I've never had anyone ever not meet the goal of at least 10%. I've grown people from, let's say, $300,000 a year to $1 million and then $2 million the following year. I've grown people from $400,000, $500,000 to about $2.2 million a year, depending on the industry, of course, and depending on, the industry is the biggest thing.
The industry, yeah, absolutely.
And the product
service.
There's
got to be growth there.
Yes. But a lot of things go into that. It's not just about marketing. It's about your how you're handling yourself internally, okay? Who's your staff? What do they do? What do they bring to the table? Do you have the right people in there? How are you managing your systems? I mean, there are so many different things that we look at. There may be one person, we did marketing strategy for a company that we found one person that was a salesperson that pretty much was single-handedly getting customers never to come back ever again. Okay, it was a retail location.
They were a cancer in the system.
Yes, right. And that's what was costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they couldn't figure it out. Just that one person, once that person was done, and everything just started picking up. We implemented a few other things just to ensure that they grew. And it was a beautiful thing.
No, but that's, again, hiring a professional like yourself. And I want to make sure we hit a couple of good points here before we have to leave, is that, listen, I commend you because I've never heard that from any advertising firm that I've ever been lucky enough to meet with, guaranteeing a growth. But I also have never heard an advertising firm going, I got to make sure it's the right match.
Yes.
And I think that's funny. It's what we do in our firm as well, is that not every client that comes through the door, and I think every business should take a look at this, is the right fit.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to be able to, whatever you're doing in your business, you got to hopefully get to help that person. That's how we all get where we're supposed to go.
Exactly.
Right. But yours is unique. And, you call yourself an advertising firm, but I think the benefit you bring to the table above and beyond what I've been interviewed in the past is that you bring this true entrepreneur businessman knowledge to the table.
Yes.
And that's different.
Yes.
Different. That's a unique thing. And so we got a couple maybe half a minute left here. Anything we should add up here? How do we find you?
Well, there are a couple of different websites. AEAdvertising.com is our main website. AEAdvertising.com, you can find out what our products and services are. If you want to attend any of our workshops, I have internetmarketingworkshops.com.
Okay.
So Internet Marketing Workshops with an S at the end, or just Google it. We're on the first page of Google for just about all our websites.
That's a good thing, by the way, yeah.
It's what we do.
Well, listen, I want to thank you, as I do every entrepreneur, for taking the time out of your busy day today. I sincerely appreciate it. Our listeners' experience appreciate it. And again, this is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. Remember, folks, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11 with Entrepreneurs Orange County. And if you're interested, please join. Reach out and grab us. But remember, it is your duty, your obligation, and your responsibility to be successful. So go do it. Take care of it. God bless.